Penguin Random House Audio presents The Crow Girl by Eric Axel Sund, translated by Neil Smith. Read for you by Gabrielle Glaister.
Our lives are opaque. Great our innate disappointment. Which is why so many stories blossom in the forests of Scandinavia. Mournfully, the fiery hunger in our hearts turns to embers. Many end up as charcoal burners beside the stack of their own heart. In a crippled, dreamlike state, they set their ears to listen and hear the flames dying with a sigh. From Flowering Nettles by Harry Martinson. Part 1. The house was over 100 years old, and the solid stone walls were at least a metre thick, which meant that she probably didn't need to insulate them, but she wanted to be absolutely sure. To the left of the living room was a small corner room that she'd been using as a combination workroom and guest bedroom. Leading off it were a small toilet and a fair-sized closet. The room was perfect, with its single window and nothing but the unused attic above. No more nonchalance, no more taking anything for granted. Nothing would be left to chance. Fate was a dangerously unreliable accomplice, sometimes your friend, but just as often an unpredictable enemy. The dining table and chairs ended up shoved against one wall, which opened up a large space in the middle of the living room. Then it was just a matter of waiting. The first sheets of polystyrene arrived at 10 o'clock, as arranged, carried in by 4 men.